The number of coronavirus cases in India continues to surge despite the country imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns. The worst hit city is the financial capital, Mumbai. Doctors say the health system is on the brink of collapse. South Asia correspondent James Oten reports.
Businessman Manik Parikh had already been concerned about the coronavirus pandemic, but when his mum in Mumbai tested positive, he began to worry.
It was like a smack on the face, right? I mean, we were so scared because we did not know what to do. We did not know what would happen to her, what state of mind or what state her body is in, because the virus is attacking her lungs.
With the hospital's coronavirus intensive care ward full, he spent hours trying to get her transferred to another facility, but each one was full.
I think my grandfather at that time, he was petrified. He was scared to another level. He was so scared that he felt that my mother's not going to come back.
Manit's mother did eventually get moved to another hospital. But the next morning, his 92-year-old grandfather started showing symptoms. His family again hit the phones to find an ambulance to administer oxygen. But that night, he died.
A lot of anger because at the age of 92, the basic medical treatment not being given to him because of the lack of hospital beds.
Then Manit's father and grandmother also tested positive.
I honestly felt that my entire family would get wiped off.
Mumbai has become India's New York, a densely populated city that's the worst hit region in the country with a health system that's buckling. Dr. Shruti Tandon heads up an intensive care unit in a Mumbai hospital. She's had to turn away patients because there were no more beds.
It just dwells on you. It kills you from inside to know that when you are refusing a patient, you are indirectly signing a death warrant for them.
The sick now regularly line up outside Mumbai's hospitals, hoping to be admitted. In recent weeks, videos uploaded to social media show patients lying on the floor and bodies in hospital wards where COVID patients are still being treated.
One of the other hospitals that I practice in doesn't have a mortuary. And there were patients bundled up in the ICU. There were two deaths. And we couldn't get the BMC to take away the bodies till the next morning because there was a wait list at the crematorium. So we are reaching a pretty grim scenario.
At least four hospitals in Mumbai have been placed in quarantine because of outbreaks among staff. Dr. Malvika Naruj is one of many doctors who've contracted the virus.
My first thought was, oh my God, I must have infected the nursing staff or my interns. God knows if I infected some of my patients.
There are more than 182,000 confirmed cases in India. Another 8,300 were added to the tally yesterday, a new daily record, meaning the pandemic could be far from hitting its peak. This is James Oten reporting for AM.